This is Monterey Bay Today from KAZU News.
With KAZU News, I'm Lisa Ledeen. California senior senator has reintroduced a bill to invest in housing solutions. Democrat Alex Padilla says the Housing for All Act would invest in scaling up city and state programs that are already working.
I'm hopeful by some of the openness and response I've been getting from some of my Republican colleagues. And I know as well as you do that there are real, scalable, creative housing solutions that are out there. We just need to get the resources to deploy them and to scale them up.
Padilla made his comments this week during a Housing California webinar. He said despite recent efforts to make cuts at the Department of Housing and Urban Development, now's the time to invest in providing more housing options. At the state level, new funding is now flowing to behavioral and mental health services, including for those experiencing homelessness. Three Monterey Bay Area counties will receive money from the first round of behavioral health infrastructure grants. KAZU's Amy Mayer has more.
In March 2024, voters narrowly passed Prop 1. The measure increases funding for behavioral health and substance use disorder treatment, including residential programs. A statement from the governor's office announcing the first $3.3 billion in grants says people experiencing homelessness are among those expected to benefit. The City of Santa Cruz, Encompass Community Services, and Janus, a nonprofit that treats addiction, are recipients in Santa Cruz County. Two Monterey County agencies received funding, as well as a for-profit company planning an adolescent treatment project in Seaside. In San Benito County, Youth Recovery Connections is the sole recipient in this round. Amy Mayer, KAZU News.